farewell to the Wednesday Night War. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, April 8th, 2021. And a big welcome to those of you listening on TheWrestlingRevolution.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
Before we get into last night, tonight is night two of NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. Finn Balor defends the NXT Championship against Karrion Kross. Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly will clash in an unsanctioned match. We'll see a Cruiserweight Championship Unification Ladder match. Santos Escobar versus Jordan Devlin. Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon defend the NXT Women's Tag Titles against Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Plus, Bronson Reed will challenge Johnny Gargano tonight for the NXT North American Championship. That's all night two of TakeOver tonight. Now, Bronson Reed won the six-man gauntlet eliminator on night one of TakeOver last night. He pinned Isaiah Swerve Scott to seal the win. Io Shirai's more than 300-day reign as NXT Women's Champion is over. She was dethroned last night by Raquel Gonzalez in the main event of TakeOver Night 1. MSK are the new NXT Tag Team Champions. They won the three-way for the vacant titles. The grizzled young veterans James Drake took the pin. Walter beat Tommaso Ciampa to retain the NXT UK Championship. Pete Dunne opened the main show with a win over Kushida. And on the pre-show, an upset. Zoe Stark beat Toni Storm. We mentioned Walter's win over Ciampa last night. We'll see Walter in action again today. Another defense of his UK title against Rampage Brown. That is the main event of the NXT UK Prelude Special. Also on that show, Tyler Bate versus Noam Dar. That is a number one contenders match for the Heritage Cup title held by A-Kid. Plus, UK Women's Champion Kaylee Ray and Isla Dawn versus Amelia McKenzie and Mako Satomura. WWE President Nick Khan says there are big expectations for WrestleMania on Peacock following the success of Fastlane.
We know our first event 3 weeks ago was a massive success in terms of subs for Peacock. We have those numbers. They've asked us not to disclose it. We're happy to abide by that.
Nick Khan speaking on the Colin Cowherd podcast. A few more notes from that interview. Nick Khan said Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch will both be returning to WWE in the not-too-distant future. He said WWE sees potential for growth in Latin America, specifically Mexico. And he said once WWE goes back on tour, quote, there's no going back, end quote. Bayley was asked why she does not appear to be part of the plans for anything at WrestleMania.
Even if there was something, I don't know if I would tell you guys to spoil it. But, there's nothing, and it's okay. I'll be here for a long time.
That's Bayley speaking with Talk Sports' Alex McCarthy.
AEW.
More than a year after the match was first mentioned, AEW will finally deliver Blood and Guts. It'll be the Inner Circle versus Pinnacle on Dynamite at Daly's Place on Wednesday, May 5th. Chris Jericho issued the challenge on last night's Dynamite. Later, Pinnacle attacked Jericho backstage and dragged him to the ring. The rest of the Inner Circle were trapped in their locked dressing room. Wardlow was looking to finish off Jericho when Mike Tyson entered the arena. He got some punches in on Sean Spears. The rest of Pinnacle made a run for it, and then Tyson and Jericho publicly made amends, following up on their brawl on Dynamite a little less than a year ago. Tyson is set to be back on Dynamite next Wednesday as the special enforcer for a one-on-one match between Jericho and Pinnacle's Dax Harwood. The Young Bucks couldn't pull the trigger during the six-man tag team main event. Matt Jackson spared Kenny Omega multiple times to the point that a frustrated Jon Moxley got sick of waiting on his partners and he hit Omega with a pair of paradigm shifts. That is when the Bucks showed their true colors, turned on Moxley, and finally sided with Omega and the Good Brothers. Pac and Rey Fénix will get their shot at the Bucks tag team titles on next Wednesday's Dynamite. Also next week, Darby Allin will defend the TNT Championship against Matt Hardy in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Allin had a successful defense last night against JD Drake. Also last night, Ty Conti beat The Bunny, and Taz offered Christian Cage a spot in Team Taz. Well, this is the first big day of independent shows surrounding WrestleMania week in Tampa. Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 6 is tonight, with Barnett versus Jon Moxley in the main event. There's a late night For the Culture show that has Rich Swann versus Too Cold Scorpio and Lee Moriarty versus Leo Rush. Also, day one of the Acid Cup. The field includes Moriarty, Laredo Kid, and Tony Deppen. There's a lot of shows going on, so please dig deeper if you're interested. A quick note from Japan, All Japan's Champion Carnival begins on Friday. That is just pro wrestling news for Thursday, April 8th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and share our updates with the wrestling fans in your life. We appreciate your support. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.